Hey everyone, what's going on? And welcome to episode 2 of the To Be Honest podcast. I am your host, Sandro. What's going on, guys? How you doing? How you feeling? Are you guys done with your Christmas shopping? Have you started your Christmas shopping yet? Well, if you're like me, you probably haven't even begun. It's December 11th, and Christmas is just right around the corner, and I haven't even bought anything. And to be honest, I don't think I'm going to go out shopping. I think I'm just going to do all my shopping online. To be honest with you, I don't really have the patience to be out there going from store to store and looking for people's presents. You know what you're getting from me? If I'm giving you a present, you're getting a fucking gift card. That's all you're getting, really. But no, like, seriously, if you guys are out there, God bless you. Because I can't fucking do that shit. It's Sunday night. I chose to do this on a Sunday night just because I'm bored as fuck. I'm stuck at home. If you're from my area in Chicago or anywhere in the Midwest, pretty much, it's been snowing here since like late afternoon yesterday. And I think it's going to snow for like the next few hours. I think until like Monday night, maybe. So, I'm going to be here for a while. I don't really plan on going outside. But, Jesus Christ, did you guys watch that that Bears game? Holy fuck. It's pretty tough to be from a Bears fan right now, actually. We'll see how it goes. I think we're going to get rid of Cutler. And I don't know, maybe what's our head coach's name? John Fox. Maybe we'll get rid of him. I don't know. But as of right now, it's pretty tough to be a Bears fan. But guess what? Guess motherfucking what? The Patriots, good old touchdown Tommy, is 10-2. Woo! I'm fucking excited for that. Fucking touchdown Tommy does it again. Like, can we just talk about how great that fucking guy is? Like, that dude is the fucking shit. Like, fucking touchdown Tommy. That guy's been killing the game since he took fucking what's-his-face's job and never fucking looked back. That dude is fucking a monster. I'm gonna miss that dude when he's gone, because you could tell he's probably got like maybe, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 more seasons left. But damn, it's been a good run. So let's get right into this fucking thing. Like a few days ago, well, I saw this on the news maybe like a week and a half ago, and I have a buddy of mine who works out in O'Hare, and as you guys know, or you guys probably don't know, but right now at O'Hare, there's people that are striking because they want to get paid $15 an hour. Like, these are like the wheelchair people, people that clean the planes, and, you know, just things like that. You know, they're trying to get $15 an hour, and they're striking against their, I don't think they're striking against their union. I think they're striking against United, which is like something that I don't get, because United is not in charge of that. Usually there's a company that handles that sort of stuff. And, so the way it's set up is that the people that, you know, take like, people that need help from getting from an airplane to another airplane, or, you know, just getting picked up or whatever, that pretty much can't do it on their own, you know, they sit them in a wheelchair, they sit them in a cart, and they drive them wherever they need to go. Those people are hired by a company called AirServe. Now, those are the ones that they need to be striking against, not United, because United doesn't have, you know, they don't have a say. At least I don't think they have a say in what goes on there. And then also, the people that clean the planes, they're also striking against United, which to me doesn't make sense, because I worked at the airport a few years ago, and from what I saw too, the people that clean the planes are not hired by United. They're also hired by an outside company. But all I've been seeing in the news is that they're striking against United, which to me, it's not fair for United to get that bad press, because they are not responsible for their pay or whatever, you know. But these fucking people They want to get paid fucking $15 an hour for a job that that to me, at least from when I remember being an employee at the airport, it's not a hard job to do. Like, why do you think that you should get paid $15 an hour? Like, to me, it seems like a pretty easy job. I mean, come on now, you're not fucking building, you're not dealing with like a bunch of shit. You're just dealing with pushing people around and fucking cleaning airplanes. Like, how hard is that? And when I first heard about this, it was on the news, and like, I don't know why the media does this, or I don't think it's the media's fault, but when I was watching, they were interviewing the fucking leader of this whole fucking thing, and it's just like, it's some dumb fucking broad that, like, you could tell she fucking, like, she's never spoken in public before, and you could tell she's not a very intellectual person, to be honest, but let's just call it what it is. And so they're interviewing this broad, and they ask her, you know, well, why do you think that you should get paid $15 an hour? Now, her response was that she's at work all day. She has to make a living. The salary that the company pays her is not enough to make a living. And she just kept on giving all these reasons as to why she was in that predicament, that she wasn't able to make enough money to make a living. Now, can someone explain to me in what way is that the company's fault that you don't make enough money to make a living? Like, it's a fucking job, lady. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're not making enough money at the place that you're working, then why don't you just find a better job? A better paying job. You know? Like, you're just pushing people around in wheelchairs all day. And on top of that, you get tips. Now, let's say that you do get that raise to $15 an hour. All that's going to do is they're probably going to downsize on employees. And they're probably, and those 15, those extra dollars that you're going to make to get you that, to that 15, is probably going to go to your union, because your union's going to just increase your fucking union dues. One of my friends pointed out that if they really wanted to strike, they should strike against their union and not the company. But another person was also saying that even the union couldn't get involved, and like, they would, like, even if they got, like, if they got fired, the union couldn't do anything. So like, pretty much, like, I don't know how it is in other states, but the unions here in Chicago, or you know, Cook County at least, are fucking terrible. Like, they do more harm than they do good. So, I don't know. That's like, it's almost like the same thing as like the people that work at McDonald's that want $15 an hour. Like, why do you want $15 an hour? Because like, you're just making burgers. You're not fucking doing anything that requires, that to me requires you to like fucking earn $15. You know, like. Again, and if you're not making enough money at McDonald's, then you know what? Maybe you should, like, do something to, like, get a better paying job. You know, maybe you should go to school. And, you know, like, fucking find a way to earn more money. Whether as you get more education, whether as you get more training, anything else. Like, that's a fucking pattern that I seem to be noticing a lot, is that people want to blame other people for them not succeeding, or for them not being taken care of. Like, you want to be, like, I don't know if you want to be handed everything, or you just want everything to be easier for you, but, like, at the end of the fucking day, dude, you work at fucking McDonald's. It's not a fucking hard job. Like, I understand, and trust me, I know, because, like, I work in retail. I deal with people all the time. And The job is not hard, but dealing with people is what's hard. But at the end of the day, dude, you're just fucking making burgers and fries. Like, that's it. That is all. Like, you're not fucking performing heart surgery or anything like that. It's a simple fucking job. There's no reason why you should be making fucking $15 an hour. I don't think a fucking manager at McDonald's even makes that much. Well, they probably do, but, you know, that's management. Whatever. I love how when that happened, McDonald's said, fuck you, and just, like, developed this machine that automatically makes the burger for them. Like, see, and that's another thing, too. Like, all these minimalistic jobs that require, like, that are not that comprehensive, it's like, they're inevitably going to be taken out. Like, that self-service burger thing, like, you just fucking tap a couple numbers or a couple things on a screen and they make a burger for you. Which, to me, that seems like a great idea because, one, it'll be a lot more sanitary. I think timing on that will be even better. So, yeah, you motherfuckers keep pushing for those $15 an hour and watch you get replaced by fucking machines. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just what it is. Like, you have to be real about your expectations. You know? You can't expect to make fucking $40,000 fucking working at McDonald's as a fucking cashier. You know, like, that's just not the way the fucking world works. Like, I'm sorry, I wish it would work that way, but unfortunately it doesn't. So get a better fucking job. And if some people don't like what I'm saying, I'm sorry, people, but that's just what it is. And that's the whole fucking cold hard truth. Sorry. Some people were just fucking born. I don't know. It's not that they weren't born, but some people just don't have that fucking drive to, like, make themselves better and just want to receive everything. So, to me, those people, like, I can't stand people like that. So, it is what it is, people. But, fucking moving on. The other day, I come home from work and I find my neighbor outside. And she's decorating, because I live in an apartment complex. So, my next door neighbor, she's, like, putting her Christmas decoration, which is just, like, a fucking wreath on her door. And she's like, hey, she's like, I bought you one, too. Let me, you know, I'll come over later and I'll, like, stick it on your door or whatever. Or fucking, you know, she's like, or I can get it for you and you can just do it later. And I was like, no, it's fine, like, I don't fucking need to decorate my door. So I'm the only asshole on my floor that doesn't have Christmas decorations on his door. And I just find that shit hilarious. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not really into, like, Christmas. Like, I don't even have a Christmas tree in my apartment, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know. Like, I've never really been into, like, Christmas and things like that. And I was talking to one of my coworkers about that the other day. Like, I'm not really into, like, Christmas decorations or to, like, fucking Christmas carols and, like, things like that. Like, I don't know, man. I think it's probably just because, like, I live by myself and, even when I used to live at home, like, I mean, yeah, like, I would help my parents and stuff like that put up the tree, but, like, I'm not really into fucking doing that shit. I think, like, my neighbor got kind of mad at me, though, because, I mean, it was kind of rude of me to, like, say fuck you and don't fucking put that shit on my door. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a fucking asshole. And then we're also doing this, this fucking secret Santa thing at work. And, like, I don't know, like, someone asked me if I was going to do it. And I was like, I mean, I think that as a manager, I'm kind of forced to do it just because, you know, you want to keep the morale up and, you know, you want to be part of the team or whatever. But, like, I don't know, being a manager, I think, at any place is fucking stressful and it's fucking hard because you got to fucking, you know, you got to make your team feel good or whatever. But sometimes I wish I could just be like, geez, like, you know, like, just be like, fuck this fucking place. And just, you know, but I mean, maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just because I'm a fucking asshole, but so yeah, we got Secret Santa going. It should be fun. I'm actually pretty excited about that. Which is like only like a $30 limit. I mean, you know, but what's fucking like? That is the fucking worst. Like the person that I got, like I don't fucking know shit about this person, and then like, that's the thing about fucking Secret Santa, is that you gotta fucking actually put the fucking effort in. I don't know, or I might just do a fucking gift card. I don't know. I think I'll just do that, cause I'm not fucking trying to get to know people. So I think I'll just buy that person a gift card and say fuck it. Buy him a fucking gift card to fucking Home Depot and see how that goes. But yeah, man, it's been a fucking it's been an interesting week. We had that going on. So like, what are your guys' Christmas movies? Like, do you guys have a favorite Christmas movie? Like, this whole fucking holiday season is like, I don't know, it's been going pretty quick. Like, time for me has been going pretty fast. I want to say since, like, it just, today, it's like, to me, it just feels like September was, like, just like yesterday. Like, time has been flying pretty quick. And so, to be honest with you, like, I haven't really had a chance to, like, step back and be like, oh, shit. Like, you know, like, I, like, for, like, Thanksgiving, for instance, or for fucking even Halloween, like, that shit just came in and, like, went. Like, I didn't even feel like we had a Halloween this year. And, like, as far as Thanksgiving goes, like, yeah, I went to my mom's house and, you know, but, like, but I had to work. I had to work that evening. I was working the opening shift. But I went over there, you know, like, I had dinner with my mom and my siblings. I got to meet my sister's boyfriend for the first time. You know, that was cool. Dude seems like a good guy. Yeah, like, it didn't even, like, seem like it was, you know, Thanksgiving or anything. And then now, we're in December 11th, and Christmas is probably, you know, like, Christmas is gonna fucking fly by. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, and, like, it's probably what it is. It's probably that I'm getting older, so, like, I'm not that young, like, you know, I'm not young anymore, and I don't get excited about things like that. And I'm in between that period where you're not a kid anymore and you're not young anymore like that to, like, be into Christmas. And also, I don't have any kids, so it's not like the kids are excited about Christmas, and so then I get excited because they're excited. So maybe that's what it is. But, fuck. And then New Year's. Fucking New Year's. It's always the same shit, too. Like, I hate those fucking memes, like, that new fucking, that new year, new me bullshit. Like, bitch, please, come on. Like, you've been doing the same shit for the past fucking 6 years. Ain't shit gonna change for you. Fucking just give it up already. Yeah, like, switching up to, on a serious note here, my friend's mom passed away, a few days ago, and I don't know, man, it's been kind of hard. You know, like, I imagine he's going through a lot. As soon as he told me, like, my father passed away about 3 years ago, and it just, like, it just brought back a lot of feelings that I haven't really gotten over. So once he told me that, like, all those feelings just came back, and it's pretty fucking hard to get over someone that's passed away, especially someone as important as, like, a parent, you know? So I could only imagine what he's going through, but because, like, that shit is not easy. I don't think you really ever get over it. I think that you just learn to live with it, you know? Like, there'll be occasions where I'll wake up and, like, I'll forget that he's gone. So, like, you know, like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, you know what? I haven't talked to my dad in a while. I'm gonna call him. And then that's when I snap out of it and I'm like, oh shit, like, He's not here anymore. So, definitely a lot of what you would call it, unprocessed emotions, I guess you can say is what's going on. And yeah, man, I just hope that he gets through it, and hopefully she's in a better place, and hopefully she's in a better place and things work out for him. But it's pretty sad. Yeah, and so thanks for the support, guys. I want to say thank you to you guys for being real supportive of this podcast. I got a lot of text messages. I got a lot of messages on Facebook and on Instagram and things like that. Seems like a lot of you guys liked it, so thank you for the feedback, and hopefully this gets a lot better. I talked to that person that I'm gonna have as a co-host. He will start co-hosting with me probably within like the next maybe few episodes, maybe by like episode 4 he's gonna start doing it with me. And then we'll have a lot better conversation going on other than just me talking to you guys through a fucking microphone. But with that being said, do you guys, I got some questions from you guys. I got a few, I got maybe about, I want to say like 10 questions and a few stories. So I thought that I would read a question, and then this guy wrote me, and he also works for retail, and he had a story that he wanted me to share with you guys. So we'll start off with a question first. It's actually from a girl, and this is what she had to say. She says, "Hey Sandro, congrats on the podcast. I enjoy your first episode, and I thought I'd ask you a question." She says, "So I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and we decided to move in together this past October. His roommate moved out, and me and my friend moved in. My boyfriend and I stay in one room, and my friend stays in another room. Recently, my boyfriend has become kind of distant. He spends most of his time at work, and when he's home, he spends it playing video games. The only time we get to spend together is when I watch him play Xbox. I told him that I don't think that moving in together was such a good idea, and every time I want to talk about it, he avoids the subject and gets mad. He says I'm overreacting. Also, my boyfriend and my friend have become closer. There's times that I come home from work and I find them in the living room laughing, and they have a little in they have little inside jokes." Whoa. Okay. "I come home from work and I find them living in the living room laughing, and they have a little inside joke, okay? And as soon as I sit down, they stop talking, and there's moments of awkward silence. A few weeks ago, I found a pair of panties in my room that weren't mine." Whoa, dude, really? Okay. that weren't mine. "I asked my friend if they were hers, and she had admitted to it." Oh, okay. She said she didn't know how they got there, and maybe she left them in the dryer, and Josh, my boyfriend, picked them up thinking they were mine." Okay, that doesn't fucking make sense. My question to you is, what do you think about this? What do you think I should do? I pretty much think that they are having an affair, but I just want to make sure and that I'm not going crazy. Like I said, I like your podcast and hope to hear more." Well, Emily, yeah, Emily, I think that, well, first of all, how long have you, wait, does it say on here? Oh, okay, yeah. You guys have been going out for 3 years and you just barely moved in. Yeah, like, well, all right, let's go with the first thing. You said that he's at work a lot, and that when he's at home, all he wants to do is play Xbox. Well, first of all, like, how old are you guys? Like, I mean, if you're, oh, okay, you're old enough to fucking live on your own. So you're, I'm assuming you're fucking adults by now. And I think that, I don't think he understands that once you guys moved in together, his priorities needed to change as you moved in, because like, I myself, like, okay, like, even me right now, I live on my own. I'm not seeing anyone, but like, even that, like, I don't fucking play Xbox. Like, I can't tell you the last time I fucking played video games or I did anything that will, like, distract me if I lived with someone with, like, you know, with like, I can't fathom that. Like, I can't imagine just coming home and automatically just fucking sitting in front of the TV and playing Xbox till like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever. That to me says that either he's not into the relationship, maybe something is going on. Like, okay, so you say you try to talk to him about it and he just tries avoiding the situation. Let me ask you something. Do you guys think that, well, you said that you think that, it was a bad idea moving in, but okay, if you think that it was a bad idea moving in, then, like, why didn't you voice that opinion, like, before you guys moved in and before you guys made this gigantic move? Like, I understand you probably wanted to be with him, and, you know, you probably thought that you guys were gonna, this was gonna be the start of something new and things like that, but, this is a discussion that you guys, I imagine you would have had and said, like, hey, like, you know, like, this is a pretty big step for us, you know, like, are you sure that you want to do this? My advice to you is, like, you know, have the best open line of communication as you guys can, and if he's not willing to do that, then, you know, you just gotta move on and find a new place, I guess, because to me, it seems like the friend that's living with you guys, I think there's something going on there. Like, I mean, you, like you said, you found your friend's panties in your bedroom. Like, how the fuck did that get there? Like, I don't buy that story about, like, maybe she left them in the hamper and then your boyfriend found them. Like, I mean, doesn't he know what your underwear looks like? Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of a freak is that? Like, who fucking picks up underwear that they find in the dryer and just fucking takes them? And, like, were they on the floor, or where the fuck were they? That's not the point. Anyways, yeah, I think they're probably having an affair, because, like you said, like, whenever you come in, they have their, like, little inside jokes and things like that. And see, look, right there, that too, like, they have a relationship. You could tell. Like, they have a weird relationship, because how come he's not playing video games when they're together? You know what I mean? So, maybe, I don't know. To me, it seems like dude's not feeling you anymore, and he's just trying to avoid or buy some time, and it's like he breaks up with you. Maybe he's just hoping that you break up with him. Maybe he's just, you know, buying time, and he's not a man enough to, like, tell you, like, hey, this isn't working out, and you should probably, because you moved into his apartment, right? So, I mean, you would be the one to move out. But I don't know, that's weird, because then also your friend is occupying the other room. So, like, if you guys break up, then is your friend gonna go too? But I don't think that's even an option, though, because I think they're fucking. So, yeah. I don't know. Fucking, my advice to you is that your friend is probably cheating with your boyfriend, and your boyfriend is just an asshole, and he doesn't know how to tell you that it's over, and he's just buying time. So, you should probably, that would be my best bet. So, get ready to have that conversation, and I know it's gonna be hard, but I think you should be the person to, like, put everything on the table and start making plans for you to move out and just cut this dude off and cut this bitch off too, because this is like, to me, this is, you know, this was some disloyal ass shit from both of their parts. And why would you put another person in there in the mix? Like, I don't know. That's my advice to you, Emily. So I hope that everything works out for you. Thank you for writing. And, that's all I have for you. Wow, that's fucked up. All right, so this guy wrote into the podcast, and he also works in retail. His name is Mike, and when I first opened his email, I thought that it was like Mike. Like, I don't know you, and I don't want to accuse you of anything, but this is a pretty like fucking far-fetched story, dude. Like, when I first read it, I was like, he's probably fucking with me, but it's fucking entertaining. And if it was fake, and if you are faking this shit, then fucking kudos to you, buddy, because this shit made me fucking gag. So he says, Mike says, hey, Sandro, loved your first episode, especially the retail part, which brings me to why I'm writing to you. I also work in retail and I thought I would share this story with you. This one time I was working the dressing rooms and I was working my way through each one. I started to notice a foul smell. And finally made it to this one dressing room that had a bunch of clothes piled up into a corner. That's where the stench was coming from. I picked up a few articles of clothing until I realized that the smell was... What? Dude, what the fuck? I picked up a few articles of clothing until I realized what the smell was. It turns out someone went number two and wiped herself with all of the clothes. Oh, that is fucking gross, dude. We finally looked at the security cameras to see if we could spot anyone walking into the dressing rooms with that merchandise. It turns out one of the other associates remembered who she was and said that the customer was mad because she didn't have her size, and she said that every time she tried to shop with us, we didn't have her size. Anyways, I hope you enjoy my story, and I can't wait to hear from you. Best of luck. Jesus Christ, dude. That's fucked up. She went fucking number two and then wiped her shit with, like, the fucking clothes? That is fucking gross. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. I've never had that happen in our store, but, granted, we don't have fucking dressing rooms, thank God. But yeah, that's some pretty gnarly shit. Dude, can you fucking write a follow-up email and explain, like, what happened? Because that is some gross shit. Like, what do you guys do after that? You fucking pick it up, or what the fuck? Like, you really just fucking half-assed this email, dude. I'm sorry, but, yeah, fucking, can you write me a follow-up email and let me know what happened? But, I mean, she fucking wiped her ass with the clothes. Like, what the fuck? Holy shit. Well, that does it for this week's episode, guys. Thank you for being supportive. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I will promise it will get better as this fucking thing goes on. Please remember to submit your questions to my email at iamsandro@gmail.com. I'll also put my email down in the link in the description of the episode so you guys can copy and paste or whatever. Yeah, so until next time, guys, I'll see you guys in episode 3. And don't forget, the Thursday podcast will be, will be the one that I just fucking do a voicemail on. I'll call somebody up and let them know how I feel. So yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. As always, I'm working on a website where you guys can, like, download this fucking podcast. But yeah. Oh, and to tell you guys, this episode was brought to you by Raincoat Condoms, a family-owned company since 1969. Let me start that over again. This episode was brought to you by Raincoat Condoms, a family-owned company since 1969. Use the code word NOSPUNK at the checkout and receive 10% off a family-sized pack of condoms. Oh, plus free shipping. There you go. Alright guys, I'll see you guys later.